Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 11. The Intrinsic Significance of Fearing the Lord and the Economy of God. Monday, Related Verses. Proverbs 1, verse 7. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 15, verse 16. Better is a little with the fear of Jehovah than great treasure and turmoil with it. Isaiah 11, verse 2. And the spirit of Jehovah will rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Jehovah. Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, in whom you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Philippians 1, verses 19 and 20. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider being equal with God a treasure to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, becoming in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of a cross. Therefore, also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Suggested reading. The first principle of human conduct is fearing the Lord. We may do many things, but we must not offend the Lord. Fearing the Lord is not merely to fear that we have sinned or are worldly, but to fear that what we are doing is out of ourselves, not out of the Lord. Proverbs almost always refers to God as Jehovah. The word God is used in only a few places, because God today is the God who has a relationship with man. In Proverbs, Jehovah is man's wisdom. We do not know how to deal with people and things, but we can depend on God. The branching out of Jehovah is altogether a matter of the Spirit. Christ was born of the Spirit. That is, he was constituted of the Spirit as his divine essence. The Spirit was with him all the time and was one with him. He walked by the Spirit and lived a life in, with, by and through the Spirit. The first principle for man to live a proper human life is revering God. We should not only worship God, but also revere him. To revere God is to consider and regard him in everything, never forgetting that he is the wonderful God who has created us. When we are about to lose our temper, we should revere God. Revering God stops us from doing evil. Revering God also causes us to be touched by the sufferings of others and to show mercy and compassion to them. Even though I was born into Christianity, before I believed in the Lord Jesus, I never revered God. But from the day I got saved, I began to revere God. In everything, I respected and regarded God. That caused a great change in my life. To revere God is to fear God. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding come from God. If we fear him, revering him, these will be our possession. If we seek wisdom like silver and search for her like hidden treasures, then we will understand the fear of Jehovah and find the knowledge of God. The fear of Jehovah is to hate evil. The fear of Jehovah prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. He who walks in his uprightness fears Jehovah, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In the fear of Jehovah is strong confidence, and his children will have a place of refuge. The fear of Jehovah is a fountain of life, that one may turn aside from the snares of death. Better is a little with the fear of Jehovah than great treasure and turmoil with it. If we are rich in the fear of Jehovah, we will have peace. Isaiah prophesied that the Spirit of Jehovah, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of Jehovah would rest upon Christ. In the human living of Jesus, the branch of Jesse, people saw the Spirit of God with all these attributes. He was full of the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and the fear of Jehovah. No human being has ever feared God as much as Jesus did.